Project Lawful aka Plane Crash by Yarwane aka Eliezer Yudkowsky and Lynn Tamande.
To Hell with Science,
episode 126.
Timestamp, day 19, 15, morning lectures. Maniacal experimental multi-author sub-thread for this morning's lecture. To hell with science. Longer than usual for a lecture, relatively self-contained. You have the right to skip this episode if saturated.
Continued from within my fun research project. The library classroom is more crowded now, but not overcrowded. It was built with this in mind. 8 existing hires, 12 job candidates, 2 visible security, Keltham himself, and finally, if you're paying sufficiently close attention, Broom. And Keltham out of Dathilan holds forth then upon the way of science. Good morning all, newcomers and oldcomers alike. Let me start by saying that this lecture probably isn't going to work. This class is too large, too unfamiliar. The new students are all full of chelish dignity and haven't learned to show facial expressions that I can use to have any idea whatsoever of how my class is going. I expect the newcomers with all-important dumb questions to think they should stay quiet so that supposedly smarter students can learn faster. Don't do that, by the way. Just ask the question. You got all your law of probability off Asmodia yesterday, and I have no idea how much you really got from her, or if that even worked at all. We're probably going to have to abort it 10 minutes in and break up into smaller units so more of the current researchers can try again to teach the new candidates the requisite probability with more individualized instruction and myself around to supervise. This being the way things are usually done in Dathilan, older children teach younger children, overseen by the watchers over children, and in teaching the older children also learn. So why am I trying things this way? Because if this just works, it will be faster. And I am not sure that this won't work. I haven't tried. I haven't checked. So we're experimenting. We are looking. We are going forth and finding out. When to that underlying emotional spirit of curiosity, questioning, blah, 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 and glorious discovery, is added the inspiration of law, it becomes what Dathilani call blah, 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 Right, let me just pause and tap everyone with communal shared language, baseline. Keltham then goes about from person to person. He's glad he got 2 of those spells today. With this many people, he can only give most researchers and candidates an hour of baseline apiece per casting, asterisk. Maniacal experimentation, asterisk, asterisk. Science, lit. Civilization's learning, with learning, as in a child's learning. Distinguished from ordinary everyday systematic experimentation using math, in that it is a society-wide effort to comprehend and conquer the entire universe.
So the entity, Keltham, his name is Keltham, and he goes by it. It's going to sound so weird if she says the entity out loud, even though it probably won't actually cause any wall problems. Keltham actively wants dumb questions. Even though the project leaders obviously don't, that's good. It should be easier to think of questions that don't reveal anything if she doesn't have to also filter for being incredibly insightful. And hey, maybe she won't even have to contribute much to classroom chatter in the first place. Everyone else is probably just as capable of asking dumb questions as she is. Not that she's going to make any ill-founded yet confident assumptions about what other people are thinking when she can't see it, because she's decided that there's quite enough of that around here, and she's going to at least find less repetitive ways of being constantly wrong. Also, apparently Keltham already knows that the way they're mostly taught involves remaining silent, so why do they have to go to so much effort to act like it isn't? But that's a question from her real self, not her alter world self. She tucks it away and resolves to stick with what the project leaders have told her, because they've obviously had more time to think about the picture they're presenting to him.
Willa Shalira is sitting in the back of the class, and she's very unhappy about it. But you couldn't tell that by looking at her. She has less chelish dignity and stone-faced composure in her than perhaps any of the other students. But that's still plenty to be unassuming in a crowd of almost 24. She's mentally acute enough to count the 23 visible people in the room while barely thinking about it. but not perceptive enough to even notice Broom being the 24th. Willa came into the project bright-eyed and excited about law and learning and superpowers, desperate to be special. She was so desperate for it that when a chance to ask questions came up, she tried to ask one mostly just to show off. Of course, if the project is so important, we should all be getting intelligence headbands, right? And I can put that impertinent demand in fancy probability language to prove I understood the homework, too. I didn't stop to think that economic reasons were a trivial concern, and that the real thing I should be worried about was fooling Keltham, even though you just gave a giant speech about how the important thing was fooling Keltham. So obviously I'm a complete idiot, and you should never trust me with anything at all. That's not actually what she said, but it might as well have been. They didn't torture her for it at all, which was super weird. But now Alter Willa is studious, shy, and hesitant. Forever. And she has to mentally run all her questions by Asmodia now, of course, to make sure they aren't suicidally stupid to say out loud. And she can guess that means if she ever actually has a good one, it'll get given to someone else who isn't supposed to be shy and hesitant. She could choke herself with a rusty spoon. She messed up and she knows it, and she's mostly just sulking, angry at herself. There's a simmering annoyance with Asmodia for forcing Alter Willa on her, and still a lingering resentment towards Savar for capturing most of her soul profits. But in the end, the reason she can't be a model student actor agent is that she's too obsessed with being special and not obsessed enough with winning. It's a terrible failing in her. And it's worse that she knows deep down that it's still true. It's not something she knows how to change. She's not going to be able to distinguish herself to Keltham by asking clever questions. And honestly, even if she was, she maybe couldn't trust herself to do it safely. Instead, she'll have to distinguish herself to Asmodia by thinking useful thoughts. Then maybe eventually Asmodia won't hate her anymore. She'll be out of the doghouse and at less risk for washing out entirely.
Having tapped everyone with share language, including Broom, once Broom reminded Keltham of his existence, Keltham speaks forth again. The first thing to do in this experiment is something I expect you'll all find way too natural. Namely, don't say anything and control your facial expressions. That's not the usual rule in this classroom, but in this case, I want you to confront a problem separately and without leaking information to each other. So no comments out loud on what I'm about to do or say here. If you want to say something to me or have a question, say message and then use message. Keltham goes to the wall, casts prestidigitation, and draws 3 baseline numbers via color changing the wall's surface. Possibly using prestidigitation all the time will help train magic, used to where it becomes more innate and reflexive for him. Though he should actually check that concept with Carissa at some point, because it's a time-costly experiment. The baseline numbers that Keltham draws are 2, 4, 6. It should be immediately apparent that baseline numbers are both easier to draw and more visually distinguishable than Tal'Dane digits. Just one more little reminder that almost everything about Dathilan was designed and not just allowed to happen.
That is not actually immediately apparent to Korva. Maybe it would be if she were focused on it, but right now she's busy trying to control her heartbeat, even though she's pretty sure nobody can hear it leaking evidence that she's freaking out a little about whatever bizarre new kind of math this is going to be.
I am now the Krait. World, nature, environment, in baseline. In case any of the concepts of thing that interacts with the agent and is separated from it only by a false conceptual boundary make it across in translation. On each round, you input to me a sequence of any 3 integers, and I output to you either yes or no. You are learning me, unraveling me, theorizing about me, and experimenting on me. You are trying to predict what makes me say yes or no on each round. To be clear, I wouldn't particularly suggest that you think of these symbols, yes or no, as really meaning anything, except insofar as you think you've determined experimentally what makes me say them. You will now write down 2, 4, 6 on your paper. Tal'Dane is fine. I can still read that. When you're done, raise your hand, and I'll mark down on your paper whether this initial input causes me to output yes or no to you. If you think you've guessed the law that governs my outputs, you can write that down, and I'll write correct or wrong next to that, where those words do have their standard meanings.
Will is still a little jumpy. When he first asks them to raise their hands just for the 2, 4, 6, she suspects it's a trap, and writes just slowly enough to make sure she sees a couple other students raise their hands first. Turns out it isn't a trap. 2, 4, 6. Yes. 8, 10, 12. Yes. Willa would ordinarily guess here, right away, if she hadn't just been admonished to be careful. But she was, so she stopped, thought for a second, and then, -6, -8, -10. Yes. 3, 1, -1. Yes. The law is that the absolute value of the number must cha. Willa crosses that one out, realizing something. 5, 7, 5. Yes. And there's a triumphant expression that's too subtle for Keltham to see, but not too subtle for any Chelish students that might happen to be looking at her. The law is that the absolute value of the change of the number must be 2 each time. Wrong. She experiences existential anguish and then pauses in terror, expecting Asmodia to scream at her in indignation.
Asmodia does, in fact, yell at her, on relay through security. Control your facial expressions and don't fucking mess up Keltham's test, you fucking moron. He may be able to tell from the results he gets if we didn't all follow instructions. Luckily, I don't think anybody who wasn't security was stupid enough to be looking at you. Don't do anything Alter Willa isn't doing, fucking period. If you prove unable to fucking understand that, Alter Willa will fail to keep up and sadly resign from this project.
Of course she messed up again. Apparently she can't do anything right. She fiercely pushes everything down, and at least for a little while, her expression will remain thoroughly blank.
Idly translating Keltham's pre-share language sentences, Alexandra Esquerra, second circle wizard and new project lawful researcher, discovers that Baseline has a word for a society-wide effort to comprehend and conquer the entire universe. And Alexandre Esquerra has never been so happy in his life. Then, Keltham's test. Alexandre will, of course, do better than his rivals. His first instinct is that he needs to solve it in as few guesses as possible, which he immediately crushes, stamps down on. He should not win the contest. He should learn, getting as much information as he can from Keltham before he dares hazard any guess. Once he's solved it, he can dawdle around and do extra checks and answer everything. 2, 4, 6, yes. All right, think of this as spellcraft, to make sure magic items or spells stabilize. A ratio of 2, 4, 6 is in balance, is 2, 4, 7, yes. 1, 4, 6, yes. 2, 3, 6, yes. So much for the ratios idea. That's thoroughly disproved. Well, Keltham's knowledge is strange and alien, and he should not expect it to match that of his own civilization. 6, 4, 2, yes. All right, so even reversing the order works. He's starting to get annoyed. He doesn't have good alternate possibilities, and so he's stabbing in the dark. He isn't letting it show, of course. He's not a child. Does 1, 1, 1 stabilize? Yes. There has to be some spell structure that doesn't stabilize under these absurd laws, doesn't there? How about if he tries to break the bounds with -6,000, -7,000, 0, yes? Smoldering annoyance, desire to burn everything. He can manage while hating. If he could not manage, he would not be alive. 500, 0, 500, yes. 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, yes. All right. He knew that was going to happen. His actual expectation was that 100 billion would stabilize, which per Keltham's rules means he already knew it. The actual goddamn law is any three numbers, isn't it? There has to be something that isn't accepted unless Keltham is a... Of course. Yes. Keltham is a sadist. He should not have considered this question as the output of a superior civilization bent on teaching its students. He should have considered the question as the output of a sadistic teacher intent on inflicting suffering on his class. Hell is the destruction of hope, such as his hope of successful learning. He'd like to let security know he thinks he has a correct guess, but wants to make sure he isn't the first one to write it down. And while he does that, he'll continue writing random strings of numbers so Keltham doesn't guess. 313, 496, 386. Yes, of course.
Security relay from Asmodia. Stop. Stop trying to act in ways that your Alter Cheliak's self wouldn't. Just stop. Don't do anything fancy. Just be Alter Alexandra. He'd go ahead and guess, so go ahead and guess before Keltham notices you're acting weird. Is this what it's like for Aspexia Rugaton when she tries to explain to anyone about what probably seems to her like an incredibly simple and straightforward concept of just following orders? It totally is, isn't it? No, Asmodia isn't feeling even slightly sympathetic, because Aspexia Rugaton.
All right. Yes, acknowledged. He rather deserved that. The law is that any sequence of three integers will get yes.
Wrong.
This sounds even worse than normal math. She writes down 2, 4, 6 on her paper in Taldane, as instructed. She raises her hand, being careful not to be the first one. 2, 4, 6. Yes. 1, 1, 1. Yes. Huh. Okay, different numbers, all odd, same pattern. 3, 5, 7, yes, opposite order. 7, 5, 3, yes, branch out more so you can see some no's. 7, 8, 9, yes. Her heart is hammering out of its chest, and it shouldn't be. She's so scared of being the last one to figure this out. Realistically, not everyone will, but they can kick as many people off the project as they need to. So, 1, 2, 3, no, 1, 9, 2, that's more different. 1, 9, 2, yes. Nothing to be gained from not guessing, probably. Guess the obvious. Guess. Always outputs. Yes. And she adds another number. Guess, so as not to waste Keltham's time when her first, obviously wrong guess is wrong. 2, 5, 1, yes. Wrong.
Maybe it can be any difference? 101, 102, 101. Yes. Or maybe it can just be anything at all. 101, 102, 100. Yes. Let's just make sure. 1, 10, 107. This time, Keltham fails to notice her for a round because she's hiding in the back like a mouse and she hates Alter Willa. Eventually, though, he notices her again. 1, 10, 107. Yes. Let's be really sure. Pi. 5.67, 78.7. Invalid input. And now she remembers they were supposed to be integers. She needs to get it together. It's probably wording and she's just phrasing it wrong. It has to be. The law is that the three numbers must be integers. Wrong. The law is that nature always says yes. Wrong. Maybe if she throws enough things at the wall, he will eventually tell her no. -5, -10, -7. Yes, one is a pretty special number. 1, 1, 1, yes. 0 is 2, 0, 1, 2, yes. Maybe the numbers just need to be really large. 10 circumflex 20, 10 circumflex 20, 2, yes. Is it really just a tricky wording after all? The law is that if you give three valid inputs, nature always says yes. Wrong. No yes to everything. Absolutely everything. Except something she can't think of. She's just stupid. Obviously.
People sure are making some assumptions that Doth Alani wouldn't make. Possibly human beings just naturally make a lot of assumptions and naturally stay in small mental boxes that Doth Alani kids have already been implicitly jailbroken from by the time they first encounter this problem.
Alexandra will burn this useless scrap of paper. No, he will write -3, -6, -9 and get back a yes. Alter Alexandra would snap even Alter Alexandra is not weak. 0, 0, 0, yes. He continues his search for no in the endless sea of yes. 2, 4, 8, yes. 3, 9, 27, yes. 8, 4, 2, yes. -2, 4, -8, yes. Mindful of Asmodia's warning not to do anything Alter Alexandre wouldn't, he begins letting some strain show on his face. It is rather less than he's feeling, but he's never been outside Cheliax and doesn't know how much Taldorians conceal their facial expressions. He's used to having some idea of where to search. Next step, 300, 400, 500. Is there some band where the usual ones don't apply? Yes, that is, screw you. 4,444, 3,333, 2222. Yes. Wait. Baseline sometimes uses base 12. 12,144, 1,728. Yes. So really, yes and no are inverted, and he can't find any point where he can stabilize this. 5,9,3,2,6,7,8,4,4,2,1,9,8,4,8. Yep. 16,4,2. Yes. Alexandra is starting to notice that Keltham is taking longer and longer to answer. Let's think about this logically. He's tried ascending order and descending order and powers, and in the opposite order. He's been told to only try integers, or he'd move into fractions. He's tried to break it from the top and from the bottom, and input three of the same number and... Wait. Odd. 2, 2, 4. Yes, but with a long delay. That's odd. 2, 4, 2. Yes? Probably someone else has stumbled on the secret, and whatever the secret is involves Keltham having to do a lot of complicated mental math, so he's trying prime factors and seeing if there's a slot that the 4 should go in. 4, 2, 2? Yes. 4, 2, 2 took less time than 2, 2, 4. Keltham may have just been distracted, or be waiting pauses of ambiguous length. 3, 3, 3, yes, 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 as expected, but if it was all primes and we don't count one as a prime, he doesn't know how he could have lived with himself. In a dry, slightly ironic tone. He hesitates a bit to do some quick arithmetic of his own, then. 79,11,879. An immediate yes. Well, that should be interesting.
2, 4, 8. Those numbers at least have a relationship. 2, 4, 8. Yes. Did he say the integers have to be less than 10? He didn't, did he? Okay, 1, 247, 6, yes. Okay, try negatives. 1, -1, 0, yes. Try all negatives. -5, -247, -8, yes. Try all zeros. 0, 0, 0, yes. This exercise is stupid. 5, 3, 15, yes, stupid and awful. Okay, what other traits do integers have? They can be even or odd, they can be positive or negative, they can be factors of one another, they can be addition problems, the first one was an addition problem, they can be division problems. Try writing down stupidly large numbers, even though this won't get her anywhere. 568,98403,486,53,203, yes, obviously. She can't think of anything, but she's obviously not allowed to give up, even though her heart is dropping like a rock. She gets a sense of curious worry from the butterfly familiar still in her room, over the empathic link, presumably from all of the intense emotions she's having. She tries to tamp down her current emotions enough to send a coherent message back. The feeling of seeing a warm meal when hungry, the feeling of being chained up alone in a dark room, the feeling of seeing a warm meal again. This is supposed to indicate to Pretender that she's fine, actually. She's not entirely sure that she is. Okay, wait. When Korva had reason to design a code with things sort of like digits, she did, alternating differently valenced things. Try alternating things that are different. 1, 2, 1, yes. -1, 2, -3, yes. This is obviously doomed, but be thorough anyway. 1, -4, 2, yes. She hates this. They're going to send her to hell right away, and she won't even have learned anything, and she will therefore be starting at a disadvantage relative to everyone else in hell because she died young and didn't even get to learn the things that mortals are supposed to learn, so she'll be worthless for her entire existence and have a boring and fundamentally useless eternity. Not even because she was inherently worthless, but because someone sent her into this stupid, ridiculous class for how to be an axiomite made of math just because she knows how history works. These aren't things that Alter Korva would be thinking, except that, oh wait, yes, they quite possibly are, given that even in Alter Chalias she also never gets to go home until the project is over. 1, 2, 3, 4, she writes down angrily in case disobeying instructions is the point. 1, 2, 3, 4. Invalid input. Okay, not that. That technically breaks the always outputs yes rule. 3, 2, 1, she writes, and a guess. Guess always outputs yes when given a valid input sequence. 3, 2, 1, yes, wrong, of course. What other things can you do with integers? Division problems, sure, that won't fucking be it, but she can test it. Wait.
Maybe she'll just try prime numbers. It's something, at least. 2, 3, 5. Yes. It seems to take Keltham a while to answer this time. Maybe it really is primes, somehow. 23, 19, 41. Yes, and it's faster this time. Her primes have betrayed her. Maybe the numbers just need to be pretty small somehow, in some confusing way. 2, 3, 6. Yes. But it's slow again. Somehow she has something. Maybe. Sense. Motive check. Is Keltham A, just messing with her? Or B, legitimately having trouble computing this quickly? Or C, is he wondering why she's so stupid? Also, Willa's trying to very subtly look around the room at this point to see if everyone else is finishing, and she's alone in her pathetic stupidity.
Results. Keltham is patient but wondering. More like he's wondering about everyone, not wondering about her in particular. His facial expression doesn't change much as he moves away from her. Possibly he wasn't expecting this problem to be as hard for everyone as it seems to be. Some frustration here and there is leaking through other students' expressions in a way that Willa can detect, despite Keltham's instruction. A number of the other previous hires look finished, but such is only to be expected. Oh, and what's her name? Corva. Seems to be finished, too. The Chosen of Asmodeus finished almost immediately, of course, but that was hardly worth noting.
The more senior researchers don't shake her much. They've had more time. It's only fair. But Corva's just as new as Willa, and she's already better. It's a dagger in her heart. But she has to keep going. Whatever happens, she can't let herself be last. It'd be the end of the world. Okay, go time. Is she absolutely sure it's not a wording thing? Nature's output to Willa is yes. When she writes 3 valid inputs, wrong. She's sure enough for now. Let's try other small numbers. That won't look stupid to Keltham at all. No siree. 3, 4, 6. Yes. It takes him a while again, and she has a terrible, horrible suspicion now.
879-9711. Immediate yes. -1, -1, -1. Slow yes. Oh. -1, 1, 2. 1, -1, -1. Both swift yes. Very interesting. 1, -1, 1. Yes, very slowly. What on Galerion could this possibly be? Now he really wants to know. 1, 1, -1. Another slow yes. -1, -1, 1. Yes. Slowly again? He hypothesizes that -1, -1, -1 is quick. He'll test that hypothesis. Yes, but a slow yes. Fascinating. He really just wants to know the answer. Wait. -3, 0, 0. Yes, but a slow yes. He's imagining that Keltham has to do a lot of mental math here because he's trying to calculate. In his model, everything is either positive once Keltham has done some calculations, and that gets yes, or negative, and that gets no, and that suggests to him that's multiplication of some sort, but the different places meaning different things, but he isn't sure which place means which. -2, 1, -2.
Keltham gazes at the paper, eyes flickering a bit, and then writes yes. It took him about as much time as before, relatively slow.
Wait, actually no. There's an even dumber test he should do. -2, 1, -2, an immediate no. This cannot be that simple. 2, 4, 6, no. Alexandra now sees his fault. He had been, fundamentally, assuming that these were standard tests, independent tests, each question isolated from the last. He had not realized the meaning of what Keltham had said. He had heard the word and not thought about it. So only now does he see the truth. That he cannot consider all his steps in isolation. He does not know the law yet, but he is one step closer to finding it. If he was not in Cheliax, he would be smiling.
Among the first things one does with unfamiliar measuring instruments in standard tests is check that equipment's reliability width by measuring the same thing multiple times. Any child would know that.
You cannot simply assume that, just because you have cast a spell, it is gone. That spells usually do not interfere with other spells is a generalization, not close to a law. 2, 4, 6 again? Still no. 3, 5, 7?
Yes, quite slowly, as Keltham's eyes flicker over the whole previous sheet of paper, while successfully making it less than completely obvious what he's doing. As might be obvious if his eyes moved slowly down the page, in order. Doth Alani play enough games where direction of eye gaze can be a giveaway that Keltham has at least some training in that particular aspect of bluff?
Well, this is still going to be a difficult challenge. He has the hint, but he needs the law. Whatever it is can't be simple addition, because at one point he tossed 100 billion in. Each slot may still mean something different. And he has such a tiny, frustrating window to tell useful things from his information. Still, things may be simple. 3, 5, 7 again? No, instantly. 3, 5, 7 again continues to be no. No, instantly. Excellent. Then he's going to check this again just because Keltham is a sadist. 3, 5, 7. No. Then, is it really just that simple? He thought it would be much more complicated than this. His guess, this time, is that anything you've tried before gets a no and anything else gets a yes. Correct us. He cannot believe it took him this long to get it. But yes, he is feeling joy at finally mastering a difficult art, at taking an absurdly complicated thing in the world and studying it and reducing it down to something so simple that he couldn't believe it took him so long to understand it. Through pain to strength. Great is Asmodeus, Lord of all. And Alexandra will let a tiny bit of the happiness he is feeling leak through, since Alter Alexandra would not hide his expressions as well as true Alexandra. Just a little.
Keltham looks happy about it too, in fact. He's trying to hide it, but not at all well by Chellish standards. As for that tiny bit of leaked happiness from Alexandra, there's no chance in the abyss of Keltham getting that.
All of her sequences so far are new. So 2, 4, 6, no, incredible. She would have gotten this faster if she hadn't been thinking about it as a kind of fucking math. Or if she had been a 5-year-old. Or if she had been dumber. Well, she could probably learn to be dumb sometimes if that's what it takes. 3, 5, 7. Guess outputs yes when given a new sequence. Outputs no when given a sequence already used. No, correct. She doesn't collapse in panicked relief on her desk because she's not actually 5, and also that would be disobeying instructions about leaking information. She stares ahead, outwardly calm, which is probably in itself leaking information because she probably unintentionally leaked a bunch of distress everywhere right around 1, 2, 3, 4. In any case, her soul is crying out in relief, and she gets a sympathetic mental pat from Pretender about it. Only then does she look around and see that all of the other new students are still writing. Some of the old researchers, including, of course, the Chosen, have stopped writing, but not all of them. She really doesn't know how to feel about this.
Previously, on Willa, the complete disaster at everything. With a heavy heart, she writes the fateful numbers. 3, 4, 6, no. Oh, no. Well, as bad as this is, she has to be sure. 2, 3, 6, no. It's a little slow again this time, because of course it is. He had to read up her sheet. But she isn't sure. Enough. 1, 1, 1. No. And she has to make sure she isn't missing something else either. Order could matter too. She is not going to get this wrong. Not again. 6, 3, 2. Yes. Well, fine then. She notices that she still has an internal flinch, expecting that wrong gets written after her answer, in spite of all her reason insisting it won't be. The law is that if the 3 numbers have been entered before in order by Willa, nature says no. If this is the first time the 3 numbers have been entered by Willa, nature says yes. Correct. She's a massive failure, but she's still relieved. None of it shows on her face, though.
2, 4, 6. No, 2, 2, 2. No, 0, 1, 2. No, 900, 600, 300. No, minus 1, 0, 1. No, A, B, C. Invalid. Well, that's some obvious theories that don't seem to be on the right track at all. Back to basics, then. Does the rule output the same judgment every time you give it the same input? 2, 4, 6. Yes. And there's an obvious theory. Any set is allowed the second time, but not the first. Which does seem to be on the right track, but she's met Keltham, so she's suspicious. It's more complicated than that. For example, maybe it'll be allowed the second time, but not the third. Or maybe the second time it gets evaluated by a different rule than it did the first time, but the different rule might not always return yes? Or maybe once the numbers have been used, they are allowed in any order. Minus 1, 0, 1. Yes, 6, 4, 2. No, 2, 4, 6 for the third time. Yes, 6, 4, 2. Yes, 2, 4. 6 for the fourth time. Yes, 2, 2, 2. Yes, minus 2, 45, 1. No, minus 2, 45, 1. Yes, 1E16, 1004. No, 1E16, 1004. Yes. On the other hand, sometimes the rule is in fact simple and you shouldn't overthink it. She submits her guess. She's done first. What kind of bizarre nonsense is everyone else getting up to?
Keltham had assigned yes NGTNO to half the Tier 1S and Tier 2S, no NGTYS, to the other half, making sure to put Asmodia and Carissa on separate sides. He's surprised to find that no NGTYS looks like it was slightly easier, rather than slightly harder as he thought it would be. He would have given no yes to the new candidates if he'd known. Oh well, Alexandre was the last one, right? After a quick final round to make sure he didn't forget anyone, Keltham announces that they're done.
And now, says Marichal, all of the slowest performers will be dropped into boiling acid as an example for the others, exactly as it's done in Dath Ilan.
She's kidding, says Gregoria.
They knew that, Spoilsport.
They might not have known that.
I was kidding, says Marichal. Only the absolute worst performer is dropped into acid, and it is not necessarily boiling. Depends whether it had time to get to a boil while you were being slow.
Since Corva was bizarrely unslow, she doesn't worry. She does wonder whether anyone is going to talk to the old guard about whether Alter Chelyaks could plausibly have people who might not have known whether several of them were going to be immediately dropped into boiling acid due to slow performance on the very first exercise, or whether that sort of thing is only for newcomers. There's probably no way to find that out.
Understood, says Alexandra dryly. Is it permitted to cast Resist Acid first? Or does Dath Ilan forbid protecting oneself as opposed to the spirit of maniacal experimentation? He knows perfectly well that countries other than Chelyaks are too weak to drop their students into boiling acid. And Dath Ilan is far more good, that is to say, weak, than Tal'Dor. But he may well be whipped once he's finished anyway, or at least beaten. Tal'Dor does still exist, so it can't be that weak.
Was that appropriately witty and spontaneous? Or did Alexandra just make some terrible error? She thinks that one student speaking up like that is probably more likely to happen in Alter Chelyaks. But her trust in her own instincts is at an all-time low right now. At least it's not the type of call she's going to have to make, being shy and hesitant. She hates that she feels relieved.
I'm not even sure being faster at the exercise is being better at the exercise, the chosen of Asmodeus, who was the fastest, says in the same light banter tone. One way to be fast is to be careless, which is the only real way to fall into vats of boiling acid in Dath Ilan.
But today we are charged with doing maniacal experimentation, says Marichal.
I would of course never dream of working with volatile high-temperature acid without casting resist energy, acid. It was in no way the case that our Nathesian safety officer had to browbeat me into waiting a day to pray for those spells first. And today, indeed, we're not just learning maniacal experimentation, but learning the law of maniacal experimentation. Of this, the law is relatively simple. When experiments are cheap, do lots of them. When they're expensive, spend more on figuring out which experiments to do. Even then, though, when you're doing lots of similar experiments and they're all failing, what you probably need is to back off and think. Even then, you might try running some weird or random experiments anyways while you're thinking. Incidentally, a bit of maniacal experimentation I did myself on the side. I assigned half the current researchers to start with yes, if not tried before, and half the researchers to no, if not tried before. I was expecting yes, if not tried before, to be the easier one for non-Dathilani, but it looks like it was actually the harder direction. Sorry about that. Had I run a pilot experiment first, I'd have known to run the real experiment with no if not tried before, for all the newcomers instead of, as I did, it all being yes if not tried before. Such is the price of maniacal experimentation, where you don't run smaller pilot tests before you run the big ones. Carissa was in the no group, but still a huge outlier in speed even so. Is there some kind of world-wound experience that let you get it after your fifth input, or...
After I tried a couple things, I figured I should check whether a given input always produced the same output or not. I cannot think of a specific occasion at the world wound where I had to do this, but it does seem like sort of a thing to do fairly early in figuring out something mysterious.
Yeah, that's basically around how long it takes Dathilani kids to get it. We play a lot of games with gotchas of all kinds. Even on the non-game side of things, by the time a kid gets introduced to this game, they've probably heard the proverb that when you're trying out new maniacal experiments in a new domain with new equipment, among the first things you try is to measure the same thing twice. Or two things that you expect to be very similar, so you can see around how much error there is in your measuring instruments. I wasn't expecting this problem to be as difficult as it was for non-Dathilani, other than Carissa. I was mostly trying to set you up for the trap where you see 246 and try 369 or 357, and are sure you found the answer then. The lesson about that is to test the negative spaces as well as the positive spaces, the places where your model says a procedure should fail, and not just where you expect to succeed. To pin down a boundary, you need to check what should be outside, not just what's inside. I wasn't expecting the step after that to be as hard as it was. But it looks like you all ended up learning a valuable lesson anyways, and the explicitization of that lesson is this. Very often in science, especially when you're working in a confused, pre-paradigmatic field, 98% of the work is in coming up with the right hypothesis to test. That's often more important than the elaborate law of probability about how to interpret results that are less than totally clear. We study that part because it has clearer law to study, and it helps reshape our thoughts, not because it's the most important or difficult part of the problem. And of that work of coming up with the right hypothesis to test, again, often the most difficult part, is seeing the rule you were taking completely for granted. Not a rule you explicitly believed, just a way you behaved automatically, without being able to see that, and so question it. As soon as you see the implicit rule, you can imagine it being false, but only once you see it. The difficult thing in most pre-paradigmatic and confused problems at the beginning of some science is not coming up with the right complicated long sentence in a language you already know. It's breaking out of the language in which every hypothesis you can write is false.
That sounds extremely wise. Does Keltham intend to explain how to do it?
She kind of did explicitly believe the rule that was getting in her way, though. Young children probably would be better at this problem, which isn't that surprising because it probably is, in fact, an exercise for children. It's not that they're fundamentally sharper, they've just taken fewer math classes and don't know that in math classes you mostly deal with the sorts of problems that always output the same answer for the same inputs. Note to self, next time, before you panic, take a step back and pretend to be a 5-year-old.
There was an expectation buried within Willa, so deep that she couldn't notice it, that real-world things might look back at you when you looked at them, but purely math things never did. The thrill of realizing this is sorta wrong is the first thing to really break through her depressive spiral since the class started.
If you wish to support this AI reading and others like it, please visit patreon.com/askwhocastsai. Any help is appreciated. And thank you to executive producer John Doe 7776059.